Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And a very good afternoon to you. I know it was a depressing day for a lot of you as President Joe Biden was inaugurated at the steps of the Capitol building today at noon, saying that he's going to bring the country together. Why? I am old enough to remember there was another young man who was inaugurated as president who said he was going to bring the country together, and he did nothing but divide us for eight solid years. Eight solid years. So there you go. I don't know what it's going to be like. I really don't. But I do know this. I do know this. There's already been a big mess up in the Biden administration. Mainstream media will not report this to you, but here we go. The ambassador to Israel, the Biden administration changed the name, the title of the ambassador to Israel to the ambassador to Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza, to which someone said, Mr. President, yes, sir. Gaza is run by terrorists, and you probably shouldn't. You didn't know that? Oh, okay. Well, it is. It's run by terrorists, and you probably shouldn't have an ambassador to terrorists. Change it back? Okay, we'll change it back. Yes, that's good. That's good, sir. You're doing so good. You're doing so good. He needs his tapioca. Could someone bring him his tapioca? So, there you go. Already messed up. Let's have an ambassador to Gaza. Run by terrorists. Oh, that's fine. That's lovely. So, today, President Biden calling for unity, but was he really? Was it really a call for unity today? I don't know, because, you know, he was kind of accusing a lot of people of some pretty bad things out there.
Cry for survival comes from planet itself, a cry that can't be any more desperate or any more clear. And now, a rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat. To overcome these challenges, to restore the soul and secure the future of America, requires so much more than words.
Oh.
It requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity. Unity.
Yeah, I don't think when he said it requires more than words, he was talking about unity. I think he was talking about physical action. Because now, I mean, come on. Ask Nancy Mace. Ask Nancy Mace. If you disagreed with the election and you thought something was amiss, then you are an insurrectionist. You were part of the insurrection, ladies and gentlemen. It was all on you. Way to go, Nancy Mace. Way to ensure you are a first or a one term congresswoman from the first congressional district. And by the way, you know what? Dan Crenshaw, we haven't forgotten about you either. We haven't forgotten about your little turncoat actions. Yes, you were a big hero. You know, you're a war hero. We understand that. We appreciate your service. But as the United States Congressman, frankly, you've been lacking, sir. Frankly, you've been lacking. And yes, you can make your cute little videos where you pretend to be a superhero. That's really cute. But the real work is on the floor of the House. And I believe you have failed in that capacity, as has Nancy Mace. So, old boy, 2022 is going to be just awesome. Just going to be awesome. When we see how many people, including now Liz Cheney, are going to be primaried in these elections. It's going to be so busy. Get the popcorn out. It's going to be good. It's just going to be good. So, coming up, we're going to be talking more about what Joe Biden plans to do. I'm sorry, President Joe Beijing, what he plans to do. How happy is China today? They've got to be extremely happy. Who's not happy today? Canada. Canada's not happy because Biden is planning on shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline. And that takes a lot of oil from Canada to the Gulf, where it can be shipped out to other places. So Canada not real happy with the shutting down of that pipeline. Lots of other stuff going to be happening. Watch, I saw a lot of people were posting today the price of gas, their tax rate, all of that stuff. So in a year, you know, on Facebook, when it pops up with your memories, they can go back and go, oh, look how good things were back then. Oh, look, $2 a gallon gas. Wow, that's awesome. And we will remember. We will remember. I think history will remember just how good Donald Trump was. And I am seeing a whole lot of people out there today in the Twitterverse that are all of a sudden turning on Donald Trump. Turning on him because they think it's going to save them. Well, one of two things. Number one, they think it's going to save them. Number two, they were just grifters. They were freedom grifters. And I hate freedom grifters. I hate people that pretend to be something just for a paycheck, just for the clicks. Just for the page views or the followers. We know who you were. We'll be seeing a lot less of you because I'm unfollowing a ton of people on Twitter. That's right. There you go. So I don't know what this country's going to be like. I know we're going to have to fight back. If you can still use that word, can you still use that word? That may be illegal to use these days. We still have to resist, I guess, resist. Resist. Today, the resistance is real. And people like Mitch McConnell, sorry, sir, your days are numbered. Sorry, Lindsey, your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. Mitch McConnell wouldn't, they just don't fight. Well, first of all, Mitch McConnell, you got to go back and look at his wife and her father and how much money these people get from China. So anybody else see that as a conflict of interest? You cannot serve two masters, Mitch McConnell. You just can't. You're going to love one and hate the other, and I think we know which one you've picked so far. So, well, I mean, weak. We cannot have weak Republicans anymore. No more weak Republicans. So everybody's saying, well, I'm going to leave the GOP. Don't know if that's going to be the best idea yet. But I know we got a little time. We got a little time. But let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. People are going, this already started. I'm with the Patriot Party. No, not me. I'm with the Freedom Party. Well, not me. I'm with the MAGA Party. All right, you got to get under one tent, guys, or you're not going to matter. You're going to be like, I'm with the Green Party. I'm with the New Earth Party. I'm with the whatever. We all got to get same tent, rowing in the same direction. We'll talk more about this coming up next right here on 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And a very good afternoon. It's 3:20 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show. Coming up at 5:06, we're going to be talking immigration with Noah Weinrich. Steve Malloy is going to be on with us at 5:35 to talk about Joe Biden's environmental policies, which are going to be ridiculous. Are we ready for this? Are we just ready for this? Remember, it's not so much Biden that we really have to worry about. We, you know, President Joe Biden is pretty dangerous himself, as much as a, you know, a Chinese asset can be. But it's the people that he surrounds himself with. Those are going to be the dangerous ones. Those are going to be the ones that he's going to have plausible deniability. Joe Biden's going to have plausible deniability, and all these other people are going to be doing the dirty work. So, and I've had people ask me, don't play Joe Biden clips. We can't. Well, we got to play him just so you can, just so that we can comment on these things and show you how ridiculous they are. Here is Joe Biden at his inaugural speech today.
We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue. Rural versus urban, or rural versus urban, conservative versus liberal. We can do this if we open our souls instead of hardening our hearts, if we show a little tolerance and humility.
Oh, tolerance and humility. Oh, that's what we need. Tolerance and humility. Something. See, Joe Biden forgets who started this. Who started it? It was Hillary Clinton with her basket of deplorables. It was, I mean, it all came, really, started with the Obama White House. That's when all of this division started. Donald Trump was a direct result of Obama and his policies, because the people were like, we need a champion. We need a champion. We don't have a champion right now. We don't have anybody that's going to stand up for us. So Donald Trump said, hey, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll stand up for you.
We're like, really?
He's like, yeah, watch. Watch what I do. And then he got up on stage in those debates, and he just started smacking people in the mouth. And the average American, and I mean the average American, the people that get dirty every day, the people that make this country run, we're not talking about, you know, the boardroom guys. We're talking about the average American. They were like, wow, you're serious. You're going to stand up and you're going to fight for us. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to win, and you're going to get tired of winning. We're going to win. And you know what? We did. Much to the dismay and the chagrin of the people in the boardrooms, but they don't make America work. All right? They don't make America work. It's the hardworking people of this country that do. And they're the ones that elected Donald Trump. And they're the ones that are upset today. Let's go to John over in Gray Court and talk to him. John, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, doing good. I heard your comments about Dan Crenshaw. I've been impressed by him. I read a couple of his tweets. He seemed to be endorsing Liz Cheney. I don't think she's principled. I don't think she's a great leader. I wonder if she's even a Republican. What are your thoughts on him? Because he came out very strong for Trump, very strong for America First, and then he doesn't vote to impeach, but he seems to backpedal. What's your take on it?
Right. I mean, I felt the same way you did. And in fact, it was basically right before the certification of the vote of the Electoral College that Crenshaw was like, nah, forget it. You people, you know, this isn't, he won fair and square and everything's on the up and up and I'm just going to look the other way. And I was I was dismayed that he would say something like that. And he's right along with Nancy Mace.
Huh? I wonder if he's thinking that he may have legitimate aspirations for the White House someday.
So up until then, I thought he would have.
Yeah.
Up until then, I would have said go. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And that's what makes it so bad. We were hopeful, John, and then he let us down, just like we were hopeful with Nancy Mace, and she let us down, and we were hopeful with Mitch. Well, we've never been hopeful on Mitch McConnell, but you get the gist, right?
Yeah, I do. Hey, listen, I was listening to Matt Gaetz last night.
Yeah.
I hope unbelievable. Unbelievable, that man. Unless he's backpedaling as well, but he is fearless.
Yeah,
he does not compromise.
He is fearless.
Yeah,
and good for him.
Courage,
and that's what it's going to take. John, I appreciate you calling in, buddy. Thank you. And I said this. It was after. I don't know. I guess it was with about 3, maybe 4 months before the election. I said, you're going to have more political courage now than you've ever had in your life. You're going to have to, and apparently a lot of people didn't. And I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about the people in office just don't have that political courage. Don't have the political courage. So they start to backpedal. Because why? Oh, man, if I don't do this, if I don't say this, this is literally what goes on in Washington. Literally. Man, if I don't say this, then I might not get that deal for my district, and they're going to vote me out. If I play patty cake with the Democrats, then I will be able to maybe I have a better chance of getting that deal that I'm looking for, that infrastructure bill, and that will really help me out in the next election because I got this really big donor who wants that bill passed, and he's not going to write a check if that doesn't happen. That's what goes on in Washington. That's what goes on. And it's a darn shame because something about the water in the Potomac, something about that water makes you lose all of your principles. It really does. You have to sell your soul when you get inside the Beltway. You have to. That's a game. That is literally the game. I have to go along with Planned Parenthood, have to go along with funding Planned Parenthood just so I can get this new highway done. If I don't get this new highway done, I'm not going to be around next time, and I'm going to be out a whole lot of campaign money. That's the way it's done. It's a darn shame. But they give up principles. If you were to swim in the sewer of Washington, D.C., it will be full of two things: Democrat promises and conservative principles, because they both get flushed down the same pipe. All right, so we'll talk more about that coming up. The Ingalls Market Talk Line, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. You can always email me, Charlie, at 1063WORD. Let's go to Frank in Spartanburg real quick. Frank, how are you?
How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing great, great. Appreciate you calling in. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to say that Biden wasn't even in office officially for even an hour. And I got an email welcoming me to the family at the White House, to which point I go ahead and send it was junk, and then yeah. I blocked them.
Right. Welcoming you to the family and the White House? I didn't understand what the email said.
Well, what they're trying to do is open up the negotiations so that I can be part of their family because I was part of Trump's.
Oh, I got you. So, and that might involve writing a check in some way down the road?
Well, who knows? I didn't give him a chance.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Good for you. I love that. You just like saw it on the caller ID version and said, I'm done with that. Frank, I appreciate you calling in, buddy. Thank you. You have a great day. It's 329 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, John was called in a few minutes ago. He was talking about Dan Crenshaw. This was something that Dan Crenshaw from Texas tweeted out a few minutes ago. Paris Agreement. It says who the Biden agenda helps. The Paris Climate Accord. That helps China, and it helps European diplomats. Cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. That helps Russian oligarchs. Yes, we'll explain that to you in a minute. No wall helps illegal immigrants. He went on to say working class America priorities, small business, reopening and recovering, nowhere to be found in the Biden agenda. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. It is easy to complain, but when you complain, you have to offer a solution, right? Other than that, you're just complaining. You're just the obstructionist party. That's it. You're just a thorn in someone's side. That's all you are. Representative Crenshaw, we had a solution to all of this, and that was Donald Trump. We had a solution. So Biden is going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, going to repeal the travel ban. Listen to this, in the time of COVID, he's going to repeal the so-called Muslim travel ban that only affects 10% of the Muslim population on the planet. And those are only countries that don't have a strong central government, so we don't actually know who these people are because they don't actually have IDs. He's going to halt border wall construction that will allow illegal immigrants to just breeze on through. He's going to try to impose a mask mandate. He's going to extend the eviction freeze. And we talked about that yesterday. So if you are renting out an apartment and your tenant can't pay, you can't boot them. But if you're using that money to pay the mortgage on that apartment that you own, the banks can still foreclose on you. He's going to unveil a new immigration plan, which will just be a revolving door. He's going to extend the student loan pause, and he will revoke the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. Already saying that he's going to automatically, $10,000 student loans going to be wiped off the board pretty much today. Let's go to Gene in Boiling Springs. Gene, how are you on this? What is it? Wednesday now. How are you, sir? Gene, are you there? Do we have Gene, Moneypenny?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, sir. How are you?
Okay. You're talking about moving forward, the modern-day conservative movement, where would they go from here? And I believe I heard you say get under the same tent. Well, you know, you get in the same tent with Mitt Romney and John Kasich and the Nancy Mace's.
Yeah.
Now, Dan Bongino and Judge Jeanine, I think it was on Laura Ingraham last night, you're going to have to challenge these people in primaries, and you're going to have to beat these establishment Republicans, these elitists,
right,
in the primaries, because you get to the general election and you're voting for the lesser of two evils. How's Mitch McConnell less evil than Chucky Schumer when he's just doing everything he can to appease Chuck Schumer?
Right.
For America, conservatism to survive, and that is American patriotism, it'll have to be the American first populism. Before Trump, it was Rick Santorum and Pat Buchanan. I don't think you get in a big tent with these establishment Republicans, Charlie. How do you see it?
Well, what we got to do is we got to primary these people, and there's enough evidence, and I understand, trust me, I understand that an incumbent is hard to beat, but I think we've got plenty of ammunition now to go up against them.
But you've got to do it. It's got to be done.
It's got to be done. We have got to get these folks out of
the Delaware River and attack the Hessians.
Yeah, there you go. So I know it's going to be hard. I know it's going to be hard, Gene, but it's going to take shoe leather to do it. It's going to take people manning phone banks. It's going to take people volunteering at the election headquarters saying, listen, what can I do? Can I take the trash out? Can I sweep up? Can I file things? You just tell me what I can do. It takes all hands on deck, and we need to make sure we get this done. Because when people say, I would do anything, they need to do anything and everything.
I'm on fixed income, and I donated over about a six-month period $165 to the Donald Trump campaign.
Right.
And I sent the RNC $75 at the last, and that's big money for somebody like me. But
sure,
y'all are going to have to do the impossible.
Well, it's been done before.
Well,
it's been done,
yeah,
before. And I'm not saying it's going to be done in one election. I'm not saying this is all going to be done by midterms. But
this
at least it'll start.
This was not brought about in one election cycle.
Right.
This thing has,
sure,
been going on for 50 years or longer. So this is a lifetime commitment to defend America, to defend the Republic,
right,
of the Founding Fathers.
You're right. You're right, Gene. Appreciate you calling in. And we can go,
yep,
back and look. You can look at all of the great success that the Tea Party had. all the great success that the Tea Party had, and the Tea Party is really where the mainstream media stood up and said, whoa, wait a minute, hold on, we can shut these people down. We can all shut these people down. All you got to do is get on the late night shows and make fun of the Tea Party. We'll start calling them the Tea Baggers. We'll do that. Ha, 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 wink, 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 nudge, nudge, nudge. When all these people wanted, I mean, even we was watching an episode of Family Guy the other night, and it was about the Tea Party and how the Tea Party was, yeah, blah, blah, and just all bad people. Well, they're not all bad people. They were great people. They were true patriots who had just said, hey, you know what? We're taxed enough already. We want to change. And we don't like the way this country is moving. So you take that, you couple that with the Trump movement, the Make America Great Again movement, or the America First movement. There's been a lot of changes in the Republican Party over the past at least four, we'll go back even, we'll say 8 years. We'll go back even 12 years. How many changes have had this happen? Let's go to Mike in Greenville. Mike, how are you, sir?
Outstanding, Charlie. Thank you for your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What's up?
Well, last few days, a lot of callers and have been opining, as well as yourself, and there's a flaw in the context of primarying these establishments and the next election and the next election after that. We still have the same corrupt, manipulable voting machines and systems and Democrats running the various voting locations and so forth like that. But the biggest is, and I'm absolutely convinced, that Trump got over 80 million votes. Yeah. There were that many switched and fraudulent ballots. So that's going to be the – and that's what happened in Atlanta with this, the runoff with the two Senate seats. And if that's not rectified, and I mean rectified with this election now, I know that Trump's in Florida in the sunshine and on the beach.
Right.
Probably drinking a cool one. But they think they got away with it now.
Yeah,
with this election here. They actually stole it, and I have examined the evidence extensively. It's overwhelming, and there's no shadow of a doubt that the votes were stolen, the election was stolen, and that system is still in place, even though all the evidence is there, none of the courts will hear it, so forth like that. If that's not fixed, going out and hanging cars on doors and knocking on doors and wearing out the shoe leather, so to speak, and donating to the Republican Party or any of the other things. And I've been in the past, I've been heavy, even on the precinct level, I've been heavily involved in past elections. But it is abundantly clear to me that if this voting system is not restored and it's not rectified and got rid of these corrupt machines, we will never win another election in the future. It's
okay.
An exercise of futility.
All right, Mike, so how do we fix it? At what level do we fix it? In my opinion, it's at the state legislature.
Well, it is. It is, in fact, you know, that's why I didn't understand it at the time, but I understand it clearly now why Soros spent billions
right.
of dollars
oh, yeah.
getting key people in secretary of states and governor's
yep.
positions in these swing states.
Yep.
It's abundantly clear now. So, absolutely. So you're right. But having said that, If we don't convince the current legislature in every state, and we got to begin with our own down in Columbia,
right. yeah.
to get rid of these voting machines, these computerized voting machines that are completely corrupt, and go back to paper ballots and hand counting, and we're gonna have to do that in every state, which is a monumental task.
Sure,
because we can't depend on the government, can't depend on the DOJ, the FBI, any of these other ABC agencies. They're part of the problem, not the solution. So if we don't restore election integrity, we'll never win. Regardless of what we do, we'll never win another election.
Right. The only thing we can do, Mike, is start it right here in South Carolina. And I appreciate you calling in. And we do that by getting out, putting the shoe leather to it. Volunteer, find a candidate you love, and go to work. 346 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show. Well, one of the good things today, we haven't seen any reports of any violence anywhere. That's a good thing. From the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307. So now you're getting on Dan Crenshaw? You are such a liberal. What? Okay. You are such a liberal. Wow. There you go. How is that? When Dan Crenshaw was the one that says, yes, and don't be contesting the certification of the election. No, it was one fair and square. How is that being a liberal when I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We can't just hold up for just a second and go back and do some audits on some of these voting machines? Yeah, that's real liberal of me. Wow. Dang. I'm almost Michael Moore over here. I'm practically Michael Moore. Let's go to Dean in Cashville and see what's on his mind. Dean, how are you?
Hello, Charlie. First off, I want to say that I have a deep respect for you. Over the past few weeks, I have heard you get, obviously, seminar callers and right. trolls. Yeah. And anybody who attracts that level of dislike, you're doing something right. And so I just want to say that,
oh my God.
That's respect. And this probably goes along with that just very quickly.
Yeah.
Everybody knows somebody in their life who the one thing they can't stand is their existence. And the same thing is true with the people on the left.
Yeah,
the best thing that that folks who supported Donald Trump can do to tick off the people on the left is just be there. And that they just the mere existence is we don't have to do anything. We just have to be here. And I believe, from what I've heard some of the callers, that you can relate to that personally, unfortunately, and I'm very sorry about that.
That's all right. This is nothing compared to what I get on Twitter, and I don't even have that many presence on Twitter these days. But, you recognize the seminar callers. You recognize mm-hmm. the trolls out there. You know who they
mm-hmm.
are, and, you know, you mm-hmm. just deal with them and you move on. But I'm glad I'm in their head, and I'm living
mm-hmm.
there
yes,
rent-free.
Sir.
And that's awesome
yes,
to me.
Sir.
Dean, I appreciate
Charlie,
you calling
take care.
In. Thank you, sir. You as well. So speaking of that, Katie Lentz, she is a local Democrat. She's a wife, a mom, a huckster. No, I'm sorry, a husker, a South Carolina Democrat. She's on the South Carolina Democratic Party Executive Committee. She's on their council there. She's a council member. She apparently does not like Representative Timmons and his appearance on my program yesterday. Oh, my goodness. Why? Why are you going on his show? I told her, I said, let's get you a show. You want a show? You get you a show. See if anybody listens to you. So he said yesterday, Representative Timmons said that he didn't want to go through the COVID test. So he was staying home. He wasn't going to the inauguration. And, oh, my goodness, Katie Lentz, she just couldn't understand. Oh, my, this, can you believe he said that? Oh, my goodness, is this true? Oh, yes, he said it on the show right there. Meanwhile, completely ignoring, and I wonder if she was this upset. I wonder if she was this upset 4 years ago when 70 Democrats did not go to Donald Trump's inauguration. Were you that upset then, Katie? I don't have time to mess with you and go back and look and see what you tweeted 4 years ago, but I would like to know, were you that upset when 70 Democrats, for no good reason, did not go to the inauguration of the 45th president of the United States? Did that just get you somewhere in the gut? Did it? No? Probably not. We know you're two-faced. All Democrats are two-faced. I mean, when you say things like, I can't believe he's not going to the inauguration, and you don't call out Democrats for not going to the inauguration, that's a little duplicitous to me. You've got different standards, but they always have different standards. They've got different standards for you than they do themselves. You've got Joe Biden, a known plagiarist, a known liar, lied about his standing in college, lied about how many degrees he had, stole people's speeches, including the speech of Robert Kennedy. And he's in Washington and they're happy about it. No, they're not happy. Forget it. They're never happy. Have you noticed that today? They're still not happy. Oh, my word. More on this coming up. It's 106.3 WORD and the Charlie James Show. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.